The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
The Balls and Strikes podcast is brought to you by Elkhorn Training Camp. Let's have some fun and play ball.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Alessandro, one of the co-founders and managing partner of the Elkhorn Training Camp. We're pleased to bring to you today a Balls and Strikes podcast episode. We're going to do something fun today with my friend, Alex Hale, who's a member of our coaching staff as well as a key part of the Nebraska prospects. Alex, thanks for joining us. We're going to do a state baseball championship preview with the games kicking off tomorrow. So welcome, everyone. We're going to have some fun. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This is an exciting time.
Excellent. So as everyone knows, tomorrow starts the Nebraska State Baseball Tournament. It's a unique one in that this will be the first one that's going to be entirely here in Omaha, which will be a nice venue for all of the folks here in Omaha and all of the baseball community, with all the games being at Warner Park, Fricke Field, and both state championships in Class A and B at Tal Anderson Field, which if you have not been to, is just a fantastic venue for actually both baseball and softball, and of course the home of the Omaha Mavericks. So we'll go ahead and dive in here. Alex, thanks again for joining us. We'll start with Class A. Of course, we are very proud of the baseball community here in Omaha and have a stellar field again. And so let's open up with some opening comments from you. We obviously go into the tournament with the number one seed in Millard West, and we'll walk through the entire field. But let's start with your preliminary analysis.
Preliminary analysis on the when you look at the state field, right now you have a lot of teams that are dangerous. You have teams that have depth, and you have teams that could make it really, really tough on you if you get them, you know, games one or two. So right now, looking at the field, it's kind of anybody's game. I think the early favorites are going to be Millard West, Prep, and Millard South. I think Lincoln East is really dangerous when they got Jalen Worthley on the mound, when they got Ryan Clemente on the mound. But they're going to have to be able to ride those guys deep into games. And I think unless they're able to do that, it's going to be a little shorter tournament for them. So I think right out of the gate, I think Elkhorn South, Lincoln East is the one I'm calling the Clash of the Titans, because you have to come ready to play with the Elkhorn South lineup with Eli Small, Cole Eaton, Jason Birch, Cole Geezer, Cade Perry, and then the young up-and-comer Hayden Kelberlell. You really have to be careful with that lineup. Now, I think Jalen Worthley's more than up to the task. It's going to matter if he gets run support. And if he can do that, I think they're going to be off and running. But I think if you look at these games, there's not a bad game on the first day. You go out there tomorrow, you're going to see really good baseball. I mean, it's that first day is going to dictate a lot of what happens for all these teams and how far they're able to go based on how it sets up their pitching.
Absolutely. No, great initial comments. Let's start. We'll kind of go game by game and go into a little more detail. Obviously, we mentioned the number one seed, Millard West. They'll be playing in the first round against Kearney. Millard West, I believe, is one of the hottest teams in the state, coming in winning 11 in a row. Any other comments about that matchup?
So 11 in a row. Their last loss was to Elkhorn South. The players to watch in that, you got Borner. So Drew Borner, if you guys at home don't know, is going to SCC, Southeast Community College. You got Avery Moore going to SCC, Jackson Cahoy. They have the murderer's row with Cahoy, Cook, and Sam Novotny. So when you have three starters like that, and Cook usually comes into close, but you have that starting rotation, throwing to Drew Dermer, throwing Dylan Dreesen. Now all of a sudden you have somebody that can make a run. And with their lineup, I mean, they have Devin Jones going to Creighton. Again, Avery Moore going to SCC, Drew Borner. And then if Maddox Fleck can get healthy and get back in the lineup, he's a spark plug for him. Which lately Drew Borner's been filling in for him at shortstop as well. He's got 28 stolen bases on the season. So, I mean, it's really a tough lineup top to bottom. AJ Tauber was their nine hitter. He hit two home runs in the last game of districts. Like, they're top to bottom as deep as anybody in the state. They're well coached. Fry does a great coach. Fry does a great job over there. And if you can throw in, then you have you throw in Peyton Moore, throw in Nixon Snyder, Nick Veneker, and then Kozad's hitting in the three spot for the lineup. He's their catcher. It's as deep as a lineup as we've seen in quite some time. And so I think Kearney is in for it. I mean, they have Corbin Rich, they have Tanner Johnson, Reese Barber, and Braden Anderson. But when you get a team here, Braden Anderson's going to have to carry him that first game. And if he's able to do that, they got a shot. But otherwise, it's going to be tough because their key losses in the season for Kearney, Prep, Lincoln Southeast, Millard South, Millard West, Lincoln East, those are all teams in the tournament. So when you take a look at who they've played going in, I always say, who have they beaten in the field? Who could give them trouble? Millard West, they've only lost to Millard South and Elkhorn South in the field. So from that standpoint, they're sitting pretty good right now.
Absolutely. No, great stuff. And as we all know in baseball, anyone can really win on any given day. We're not talking about a seven-game series here, right? We're talking about round one. Let's move into the game that I believe you classified as the clash of the Titans or Spartans, right? Lincoln East Spartans, no pun intended there, right? Going up against Elkhorn South. And I didn't realize this, but it's been since 1977 since a team from Lincoln has won the Nebraska State Baseball Championship. So obviously with Elkhorn South, we're very familiar with a lot of those kids. I mean, any lineup that has two individuals that are committed to playing SEC baseball should probably, you know, you probably want to be aware of them. And of course, on the hill with Lincoln East, you have the San Jose State commitment in Jalen Wordley. So any comments, any more analysis on that game, Alex?
Yeah, I think the key wins this season kind of give you an idea of what each team's able to do. Elkhorn South's gone toe-to-toe with Millard West, and they had Prep on the ropes before it got called because of rain. So they've been able to go up against some of the top-tier teams in the state as well as knock them off. And so is Lincoln East. They've gone against Millard South, beat Westside. They do have two losses to Millard South as well. They got to play them three times. But if for Lincoln East, I'll say this, if they can score early and get a lead and let Jalen Worthy take the ball and roll with it, they're going to be in really good shape. Now, I have not confirmed any of these pitching rotations. Ryan Clemente could throw. But if I'm them and I'm going up against Elkhorn South, I got to get my guy on the mound. I got to get him out there. Give us a chance early. Let Cooper Erickson do some damage to the dish. The guy's super physical, plays shortstop for them. He's going to Wofford. Really physical kid, plays a lot of energy. He's fast. Can do a little bit of everything. They got Keegan Brink. And then the big dog, AJ Avasco, who's gone on a tear lately. I mean, he's going to be a key component for them because they have a good combination of younger guys and some seasoned vets. So if they can lock those guys down, get those guys ready to go, if Jalen can keep his pitch count down, get to the fifth, sixth inning, hand the ball over to Cooper Erickson, he'll be ready to go. But if you're Elkhorn South, you have the most dangerous lineup in from a standpoint of being explosive in the state. They also get a little Jekyll and Hyde on you. So sometimes they don't throw a lot of strikes. Sometimes they kick the ball around. But when they're on, they're so hard to beat. And they've shown that to everybody. So everybody's very leery of them going in. It's a tough first round draw. And I'll be eager to see what Coach Lonick at Lincoln East has up his sleeve for Coach Dahl.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that game. We obviously know the Elkhorn South team quite well. And we do know that Coach Dahl will have them ready to go, so that's going to be a fantastic round one game. Let's transition to Millard South against Lincoln Southeast. Obviously, Millard South is the defending state champs, and quite amazing the season that they've had when you have two of their ace pitchers that have been out all year in Moquin and Sweet. So a couple comments on that game, Alex.
Well, Sweet turned out to be one of the hottest hitters in the state this spring. I think the injury kind of dialed him into his bat, and he's been on a tear. If you look at what they've been able to do, one, the thing that they have from last year's team is they're just fearless. I mean, they're about as battle-tested as you'll find coming into the tournament. So they're not backing down from anybody. They roll in with what they got, and they're not going to make mistakes, and that's what makes them tough to beat. They're led by Braden Sweet, Braden Smith. We got Cam Kozel, the Vandy commit, and Braden Cannon. And if their pitching can hold up, if they can get deep into games, throw enough, like they throw plenty of strikes, they don't make errors, and let their bats do the work, they get on teams early and they let you know about it. I mean, they do a healthy amount of chirping, but they do it with confidence. They're not chirping because they're up. They have that seasoned veteran confidence of being in the state tournament before, having been through the gauntlet. And I think as Lincoln Southeast comes in, it's going to be tough for them to find their footing with all that going on. They haven't played a lot of teams this year. They have key losses against Kearney, Millard West, Westside, and Gretna. Lincoln Southeast doesn't actually have any wins against the field this year going into this game. So for them, if you're Lincoln Southeast, you have to look at it going, we haven't beat any of these teams, so we got to get over that hump right away and see if we can. Because Millard South, they've beaten Prep. They've beaten Elkhorn South. They've beaten Westside. They've beaten Kearney. They know what they can do. They know where they stand. So going from there, I think Millard South is one of the most dangerous teams here. And if they get any traction, look for them to get ahead of steam going into the rest of the tournament.
Excellent. And of course, last but certainly not least, you know, a unbelievable rivalry game that you've also been a part of back in the day, right? Mm-hmm. With the Creighton Prep Junior Jays taking on Westside. So a fantastic, another fantastic first round game. So a couple comments on that game.
Well, the Creighton Prep team's led by not only Coach Mooney, but Elliot Peterson, who just set the state record in doubles, which is a feat in itself. They're a veteran club. They got the Hatcher brothers. They got Grant Kobe. They got Ryan Bauer on the mound. They got Sam Ryberg, they got Mooney's kid. I mean, they are top to bottom about as tough as you can get. I looked at the games this season. They averaged 6 runs within the first 3 innings of their games. So if you're Westside, you have to take that initial punch and limit that as much as you can, because you need to be able to get to your guys with Jackson Yeager, and then, of course, the big bopper Dalton Bargo. You got to be able to get to your bats and get some momentum before they do. So if I'm Prep, I'm not giving Dalton Bargo anything to hit. I'm not throwing anything close. I'm going to let everybody else try to beat me. And I think they still could, but it makes it much tougher on Westside when you make them rely on the rest of their lineup. You got Ty Matz that'll probably be on the bump. DMAC commit. He's going to be as sharp as you'll see, especially going in the first round of the playoffs, because he's been there before. You know, those senior teams with a lot of seniors or a lot of guys who have experience, all of a sudden that comes into play a lot during the first round, because you got all those nerves, all those jitters. And if you can have your seniors get you through that first game, I remember when we were playing my sophomore year, we had really, really highly touted team. We had a really highly touted team, and our first round game, we almost got knocked off if it wasn't for a couple drop pop-ups in the sun. And then we rolled the rest of the tournament. But that first game, anything can happen. When teams are throwing their best shot at you, it can get pretty tough. So if Westside can piece together a game behind Madsen, and if Bargo and Yeager can get them on the board, I think it's going to be exciting. Otherwise, Prep's going to take it, and they're going to run with it. So,
excellent stuff. So in wrapping up, before we transition to Class B, Alex, I know it's easy to just go with the number one and number two seed, but what's your preliminary prediction on the state championship game, and of course, one sleeper.
State champion. Are you looking for the state champion?
Whatever you would like to do.
Wow, I think it would take something special for Millard West to get knocked off with the road they have and the pitching they have. I could also see Prep putting a damper on everybody's day. I don't think Lincoln East is deep enough on the mound. I don't think Millard South is deep enough on the mound. I'm going to have to stick with Millard West. I think the sleeper here is going to be Elkhorn South. I think they're going to have to come out of the loser's bracket. But if they can throw strikes and limit their errors, their bats can carry them through the loser's bracket. And I think that's kind of the wild card for them. And then you get to the end of the tournament, anything can happen.
Absolutely. Let's move over to Class B. We have some fantastic teams as well as players. Several folks committed to play Division I baseball from Class B. So Class B, another, you know, stellar bracket. We obviously have number one Norse, number one seed Norse, and the number two seed Scott Catholic. Let's turn it over to you for some preliminary analysis on Class B.
I think this is one of the most exciting years we've had in Class B in a long time, not just because of the talent, but because of the depth of it. Norris is going to roll out there. They're going to roll out Cale Fountain. He's got 11 home runs in the year, going to Florida State. His younger brother just signed in Nebraska. But not only that, they got Landon Meyer, they got Eden Holt, they got Carson Baker. Meyer's going to go to Cloud County. Eden Holt's going to Cowley, and then Carson's going to Doan. They have wins against Westside Columbus, Kearney, Burke, and Gretna in Class A.
That's impressive.
And at 20-6, there's not a lot of teams. I mean, their losses this season are to Lincoln East, Elkhorn South, Elkhorn, Lincoln Southeast, Elkhorn again, and then Bennington. Three of those are in the Class A state tournament. So they are stacked. They got power. They got speed. They're well coached. Waverly knocked off Scutt in the district tournament to get in. So they're 13-13 coming in. They're the dark horse, but I'll tell you who they've got. Peyton Engel going to Missouri Southern. That kid is lethal on the mound at the plate. He can take the, if he can take this game and run with it, they're going to be really tough to beat. And he's been here before. He knows the stage. He performs under pressure. They got an outstanding top to bottom group. And if they can pull it together, look for some fireworks there in that first matchup between 1 and 8.
Absolutely. Let's go to another game in Class B, number 4 seed Central City Fullerton Centura against the number 5 seed Beatrice.
So this is actually the best first round matchup we have, straight up out of the gate. You have Beatrice with, if they can avoid the second inning surge, because Beatrice has Tucker Timmerman, Austin Burrows. Tucker Timmerman's a Nebraska commit. He's got a 0.24 ERA, .554.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. And they're going to ride him into face the buzzsaw that is Central City, who's 20-2 on the season. They have Cale Jensen, who led the state in batting average home runs last year. He's still hitting .433 this year, and nobody's pitching to him. Their only losses are to Platte Valley and Hastings, and that was in extra innings. They also have a junior named Boston Kasperson. Guy's hitting 459. He's electric. He's their table setter. And then Bryce Gorecki is going to make it really tough on this Beatrice team. They're going to have to put up runs in the first game, which normally with Tucker Timmerman on the mound, you don't have to worry about. Against common opponents, 8-1 and 8-2, meaning they literally have almost the same record against the same teams. It is as good a matchup as you're going to find in Class B, Class A. This is one of those games you got to get to the ballpark for.
That's exciting. Let's move to Elkhorn North against Gross Catholic, my alma mater. Obviously, this is Coach Dunn's first appearance in the state championship, championship. So Elkhorn North is obviously led by two very strong pitchers in Harahill and Novacek. Gross Catholic led by the Capisi brothers. Comments on that matchup?
So this is the X-Men game. This is where all the mutants have gone to play in this Class B game. You have Easton Maines, who's just the bionic man. I mean, the guy's a physical freak. He's hitting .444 on the season. He's going to Iowa Western. He's all fast twitch muscle. And that whole Elkhorn North team is just blazing speed. They have Easton Maines, Chris Thiessen, Luke Tillman, all are 10-plus stolen base guys. So on the mound, they have Harahill and Novacek as their 1-2 punch. Now, if you're Gross, you have to get past those juggernauts. So you got to figure out a way to get them, get their pitch counts up, get them off the field, because then the depth comes into play, and that's their Achilles heels. They're not as deep on the mound at Elkhorn North. Now, if you're Gross, so we have the bionic man in Easton Maines. Now we have the man child that is Connor Capisi. The beast is hitting .513 with a 0.34 ERA. He's going to Creighton. They also have Nick Boring and Joey Meyer both hitting over .400. They are really seasoned for this tournament as far as they're hot at the right time. They have talent. They play together. And I think they're going to be really, really dangerous going into this one, especially with if they can get past the depth of the pitching staff at Elkhorn North. I think you're going to see something pretty special out of that Gross group. They got that thing that you can't really put your finger on, but they're just fun to watch.
Absolutely. Let's transition to the number 2 seed, Scutt Catholic, against the number 7 seed in the Elkhorn Antlers. And just a tremendous job by Coach McCride in turning around their season. They started off 3-10, and I don't know if you really want to face a team with Ben Ayala and Chase Smith in the first round.
No, not a team that's was 3-10 and is now sitting at 15-13. That's a heck of a run going into the tournament. And one of the biggest things about in the tournament is getting hot at the right time. You can be as good as you want in March and April, but if you're not good in May, it doesn't matter. So as we look at the Elkhorn team, they are going to be fought. They're going to be riding Ben Ayala. They're going to be riding Chase Smith. They need Blake Stanley to show up and produce. Connor Hunt's got 25 stolen bases. They need their guys to show out and do what they do. But they're as dangerous as any three, four guys in the state as far as putting them together in a lineup and on the mound. So that bodes very, very well for that Elkhorn team coming into – and when you've had – they've had a lot of success for the past couple of years with their talent. So they've been able to kind of groom themselves for this moment. The moment's not too big. I think when you look at Scutt, they're as deep as you're going to see. They're a veteran club. They have a deep pitching staff. They start off with Quinn Denori and Gavin Brumman. They got Dylan Briswell behind the dish. He's batting 338 or 348 for him. But they have the depth and veteran leadership. If they don't beat themselves, comes back to what we talked about with the Millard South group of they don't make mistakes. They're not going to beat themselves. Can they play mistake free? And when things get tough, when you're facing Ben Ayala rolling it in there 90, 92, 93 with a hard slider, you know, or Chase Smith just paying corners, can you stay disciplined and stay to your plan? Because that's what they're going to have to do going into this game to be successful. And I think if Elkhorn can get a couple big hits at the right time, have some guys on, they're gonna do some damage in this tournament. Elkhorn's always dangerous, especially when – and anybody's dangerous when they're hot, but especially when you're playing off of that momentum going in that you've built all season.
Yeah, they're just a tough, hard-nosed team in that in their district semifinal game. They actually were down, were up 7-0, crazy game. The other team went up 8-7. And then to your point about just tough outs and tough kids on that team, Cooper Freddy comes up with a walk-off double. So they just know how to win at the right time. So it'll be a great matchup. Well, excellent. Well, that is a fairly comprehensive review for both Class A and Class B. As you can tell, audience, we're both very excited. We got some fantastic baseball in front of us. Definitely take advantage of being at the ballpark. We've got games at Warner Park. I think the first game starts tomorrow, Alex, at 10 a.m., right?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Oh, tomorrow. Yeah. So then we go pretty hardcore for the next 2 days at Warner, at Tal Anderson. There's games at Millard North. There's games at Fricke Field. And I think that state championships are scheduled, weather permitting, to wrap up Thursday, May 19th at Tal Anderson and Friday, May 20th for class B. Alex, any closing comments?
We were fortunate enough to win 3 state titles when I was at Creighton Prep, and I can tell you there is no easy state title. There's no easy state tournament. And for all of these teams going into it, wish them the best of luck. Fight through that first game. The first game's the toughest. If you can get your nerves settled, get the sticks going, get your guys throwing strikes, get everybody on the same page and pull in the same direction, it's anybody's game. And that's the one thing that every year resonates with me. It's if whoever gets hot, whoever's playing together, they're going to have the best chance. And so all of the names and the numbers and all that stuff, I'll be the first one to tell you none of it means anything. If you're playing together, you get hot at the right time and put the ball in play, make things happen. Don't beat yourself.
Absolutely. Throw the seeds out the window. Well, Alex, I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow, 10 a.m. Warner Park, for that game between Millard West and Kearney.
I'll be there.
Thank you, everyone.
Encora Media Production.